This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I threw out there, this was the way I phrased the question. Is there anybody who straight changed their mind about the Jimmy Butler trade? I want to run through some of these answers. You tell me kind of what they do for you.
Okay.
Uncle Looney. Mark, I think most of us liked the trade to begin with. Is that your perception? Did most Warrior fans like the trade?
I think that it's probably 50-50. Okay. And we ran a poll on Monday, and I think that it was 54-46 in terms of like, dislike. But the reason why I started to like the trade was that they took the drama of the extension out of it. Whether or not you thought that it was too much money, and I was a little stunned that they paid him as much as they did for 2 years, but that part of it was my biggest fear. So when I looked at it, I actually liked the trade.
My sentence was, I don't like the trade, but I understand it.
Yep.
And again, I knew the Warriors needed to do something, and I would certainly submit that was better than nothing. It was better than nothing, but had my concerns, still have them. The way I sort of verbalized it to you guys today, because there's obviously some positive things that have taken place in eight quarters of basketball, but if I was at a 4 on the trade before, now I'm at a 6. I'm not at a 10. I'm not doing that. It's been 2 basketball games.
Yep.
There's plenty of time for this to still go a lot of directions, but I will absolutely admit, hey, there's some things going on here that maybe I didn't think about. And I will start with what Jimmy Butler sort of like from an X's and O's standpoint brings to the table. I go back. We played this for you earlier. Steve Kerr said this to us exactly 3 weeks ago today. With regard to the Warriors' offense,
yeah, it's a killer. And when you play a team like Boston, you know, the defending champs, they're, you know, they've got guys who can get to the rim and get easy points. And so, look, we've been on the other end of this too. You know, for years we got a lot of layups and we could create layups out of our offense, but we could also play out of pace, and we had, you know, guys who could get to the rim occasionally. And so some of it is personnel, and then some of it is you have to figure out, you know, what are some of the things we can do better as a team to generate some easier baskets. And, you know, those are all the things we talk about every day as a staff.
We don't do layups. We don't do free throws. Jimmy Butler got here. What's he done through 2 games? Layups and free throws.
Yeah, free throws.
Yeah.
Well, when you shoot more than 30 free throws as a team, you're 6-0 this year. And I'm just looking at the game log, and I'd forgotten that they shot 50 free throws in a win over Houston. The game went to overtime, but you look at all the games they've played, and only 6 times have you gotten 30 free throws, and one of the 2 that Jimmy's played, you got to 30 free throws. So 30 is a big number. When you get there, you win. I don't know what the percentage is for all teams in the NBA, but I do know this. The Warriors are not a team that have gotten to the foul line very often without Jimmy Butler. And now you have a guy who he'll draw contact. He'll post you up. He'll go to the hole. he will get to the foul line, and he also makes about 75 to 80% of his free throws.
Yep. I mean, just that number you put out there of 30 free throw attempts, he's averaging almost half of that himself.
In two games.
In two games. He's shot 28 free throws in two games, and that is a very, very big number. Okay. Here's some more answers, though. Mr. Irrelevance, who is a great listener of the show. Again, the question being, has anybody straight changed their mind on the trade? He says, nope. He'll fire off eventually and cause a problem. It's too soon in the relationship to start anything new. How's that one grab you?
It grabs me a little bit as like what I normally do, which is apparently I'm the dismisser.
Dismisser.
Right. But I'm not dismissing this because he got a 2-year extension. So does it get to a point where Jimmy Butler is suddenly disgruntled? Odds are yes.
Well,
and I don't think that it would be soon. And it might be, so he has this year on his old deal, he's got next year on his new deal, and you get through next year, and maybe he wants another extension at that point.
But now he's 37, who knows what's going on with the landscape of the league.
I get it, but I was just trying to think about, in terms of what that person was saying, I don't think that the disgruntled portion of the show happens before next year and well into next year.
Well, I would argue this, and this is kind of a new angle on it. Everybody who thinks that Jimmy's going to go nuclear at some point, the Warriors only have him for 2.5 years. And it's not even 2.5 years. It's 2 and a little bit more. It's like 2 and a third. That is still a small run. You know, you look at his runs, Miami, Minnesota, Chicago. Sure, it all ended up a little rough and tumble. But I don't think it ever happened in 2 years. It's always been longer than that. So the Warriors have now given Jimmy what is probably his last big extension. That's probably it. And so what is there to be mad about? Unless they get to a point where we're talking about actual basketball problems. And they're all aligned. Steph's contract, Steve's contract, Jimmy's contract. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe they're all going to get along. It's only 2+ years.
Yeah.
That's not long.
It's not that long. And, you know, Steph and Draymond the same. And Steve Kerr, I don't even think has that last year yet under contract. And he could get an extension if he wanted it. I'm not sure what he's thinking. Steve Kerr joins us at 4 o'clock. I won't ask him that, but I'm going to ask him about, you know, how this has been for two games. And so if you look at it from that standpoint, Jimmy Butler, and if you do think that eventually he's going to blow it up, I don't think that it happens in this year. It's still kind of a get-to-know-you phase. And
totally.
Then you go into next year, and you're making $54 million. What's to be mad about?
Well, you know, it wouldn't be money. It would be something else.
Right.
It'd be some sort of a relationship in the locker room or what have you, and I don't know how you predict that stuff. What about this one? DLU22. I won't lie. I was against it, but I admitted I was wrong. It takes a real person to admit when they made a mistake. First of all, that's true. But secondly, are we there yet? I'd like to ask that out loud. If you didn't like the trade, is it already time to admit that you were wrong? Because they're 2-0 and they beat two teams. One of them stinks and one of them is mediocre and missing their best player. Like, I'll admit that here's what I would say, because I was against it. I wasn't impressed by the trade, but I will say that there are aspects of what's happening on the court that I had not considered that are positives. I see that. I don't know. I think it's a little early for anything definitive, isn't it?
Of course, but through two games, it sure looks like he's bringing them a lot of what they needed.
Yeah.
A second scorer, a guy who can attack the basket and get to the foul line, somebody who is a dog, Mark. He's a dog. Mm. And Andrew Wiggins is a great player, but you would never call him a dog. And this team needed that. I also think that they needed somebody who could take a lot of the pressure off Steph Curry, and he's done that. And he comes in with a certain amount of swagger. So I just wonder about the idea of Jimmy Butler and eventually forcing his way out. I'm looking at his career. In Chicago, he was there for 6 years. Then he went to Minnesota, and he was there for 69 games. And at that point, after 69 games over the course of a season and a small piece, he wanted out. But that was a team that didn't have what this team has.
Right.
Pedigree, championships, alpha dog, all the rest of what Golden State has.
Listen, I cannot dismiss that Jimmy has caused some feelings everywhere he's gone, but you bring up Minnesota, and I would like to say this. Look at that franchise and what's happened every time someone goes there. Now, I don't know who to blame or what have you, but it appears the likes of Karl Anthony Towns and remind me the years that Jimmy Butler was there. When was Jimmy in Minnesota?
2017-18 and 2018-19.
Okay, who were the other key players on that roster?
Well, Karl Anthony Towns was absolutely one of the guys. And Tom Thibodeau was the head coach.
Okay, so you have
exactly an easy guy to play for.
Right, probably the most demanding coach in the NBA.
Yep.
And potentially, is this right to say? Karl Anthony Towns feels like he might be one of the most frustrating stars to play with based on how he plays basketball. He is a humongous human being who thinks he's Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Now, it's tucked in New York. They're winning. I don't know if they're going to win at a super high level. They're winning now, but he is not their one. Jalen Brunson is their one. And they've got a lot of talent that's all over that team. They can look to a lot of different places on a given night and a given possession as to what to do. So they look to Kat for less in New York than they did in Minnesota. So
you had Andrew Wiggins on that team as well. Wiggins in year three. Kitty Kat was in year two. You had Derrick Rose in year eight, who was just trying to rehab his body and come back. Jamal Crawford in year 17 was on that team. But other than that, you had a bunch of younger guys and unproven guys. And so Jimmy Butler in that spot is looking at your other stars, Karl Anthony Towns, to your point, a 7-foot shooting guard, and Andrew Wiggins, who was already on team number two and kind of trying to find his way.
So did you hear the story of when he got to Miami, Pat Riley asked him, who's the most talented player you've ever played with?
Yeah.
And he answered, Andrew Wiggins. And they were like, ah, really? And he's like, no, dude, Andrew Wiggins. That's the most talented player I've played with. But tucked into that might actually be a criticism. Just put yourself in the mind of Jimmy Butler in Minnesota for a second. You're there. You're a dog. You're absolutely focused, intense. You want to win. Who do they surround you with? Karl Anthony Towns, who wants to shoot threes, and Andrew Wiggins, who shows up every other night. Every other night. And so I don't know. I don't know what happened in that locker room. It feels to me like that's the kind of thing that could drive Jimmy up the wall. And what drove Jimmy up the wall in Miami had nothing to do with teammates. It had to do with money. So now, is there a reasonable mind that thinks, you know what? He's not going to go crazy in Golden State because the money is already taken care of. And as long as Steph Curry and Draymond Green are on the team, you're never going to have to worry about people trying or understanding basketball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a thought there. For the crowd that thinks Jimmy's going to go crazy at some point, he really might not in this short sample.
And you just mentioned the two hot buttons, which are teammates and money. The money is taken care of. He got 2 years and $112 million, which is top, I think, six right now in the NBA. And I know with free agency coming, those contracts will get bigger and he'll go down the list. But 2 years and $112 money. Green check mark. Teammates, Draymond Green and Steph Curry, four-time champs, and Draymond Green, one of the smartest players to ever do it, also tough. And Steph Curry, I mean, you don't even have to finish that sentence. And a head coach, if you want to talk about things that maybe Jimmy Butler has not jibed with, Tom Thibodeau in Minnesota is a super taskmaster. Not a very good players coach, in my opinion. And then Pat Riley, and he and Pat Riley went head-to-head, and it took 6 years. He was there for a long time. He had success with Coach Spo and Pat Riley, but it came time for a head-to-head battle, and Pat Riley is going to push back. And so Jimmy Butler pushed back, and now you wind up here where Steve Kerr is not Pat Riley, and Joe Lacob is not that same kind of guy, and Mike Dunleavy, former teammate in Chicago, I'm sure has a deep understanding about who Jimmy is. Yeah. So teammates and money, I don't think that those are things that are going to push him out.
Different kind of organization, different kind of successful organization.
And different kinds of expectations too, right? The expectation is
absolutely
win a title, sure. But at the same time, it's also, look, we got 2.5 more years of Steph and Draymond and you. Let's see what we have.
Well, I don't even know if the expectation is title. I think the word expectation is strong. Yeah, I guess you could hope for it, for sure. But this is also, and I don't know if this is a first, like when you go to Minnesota and you've got Butler, Wiggins, and Cat, who's the one? Who's got to carry the organization on the shoulders? Debatable. You go to Philadelphia, who's got to carry the organization on your shoulders? Well, supposed to be Embiid, but he only has one shoulder. So he, right, like that's going to be part of the time, and that's kind of short-lived. Goes to Miami, who's got to carry the organization on the shoulders? No question, Jimmy Butler. Now he comes here, and there's no more shoulders. There's no more shoulders. This is Steph Curry's organization. It's a different role, and maybe one that is a little bit more freeing than what he's been having to do the last 6 years.
Yeah, and you read the reports about what was going on in Miami, and it seemed like they were de-emphasizing him in terms of the offense. Like they were having him play a little bit more of the weak side role. Well, they were trying to get Tyler Hero more involved. And
although, was that because they wanted to, or was it because they were arguing? And
right.
They knew he was on his way out.
Tough to tell.
I don't
because
know.
Because when they didn't have Jimmy Butler during his 1, 2, 3 times a suspension, they were a 500 team, so they didn't really suffer without Jimmy Butler. So I do think they looked at Jimmy and Jimmy wanting money and Jimmy doing whatever he was doing, and they thought, let's just go in a different direction and see if we can still win, and they did.
Steve Kerr in 40 minutes, and the key word, if you want to get into the knockout tournament at Chase Center, is also going to be in around 40 to 45 minutes. Be with us at 4 o'clock for both of those things. The key word for knockout and Steve Kerr will join us. Let's get back to the phones. on any excitement around Jimmy Butler. What has been the most exciting thing for you so far? Dave in the city is next up. Hi, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hope you guys are having a great afternoon.
Yeah, you too, man.
The most exciting thing might be the most boring thing is that he could quell the game when the other team is going into the and having a great momentum, and he could kind of slow it down, get to the free throw line, and have a person that could grind out the win. When's the last time we had somebody that could really just grind out a win by using their strength and just bullying people on the offensive side? We haven't had that. So, and then high-level IQ from Jimmy, definitely can see it on the court. He's telling guys where to be. It's just another person for Steph to really rely on and not have everything on his shoulders.
Yeah, Dave, I think that's a really good call, and I wonder how that all blends together. I know we've had that conversation in this city a lot, and it's really tucked into Steve Kerr hates young people, which what it actually means is I think when you're trying to win games at a high level, who do you trust? And Steve, like any coach, in those moments is going to trust veterans because they have a better understanding of where they're supposed to be and when and why. And young players don't because they're young players. Now, you want them to learn those things. And so that's why I'm so fascinated now by this blend. You've already got Draymond and Steph. You know that. Now there's Jimmy Butler, who I think is another really high IQ player, but with a different skill set. Does that trickle down to the other players? So far, looks kind of like it might. Like, oh, look, Buddy Hield is starting to do good things again. Moses Moody, more consistent. Quentin Post is a player. But you all know where this is heading. What happens when Jonathan Kuminga gets back? Does Jonathan want to learn from Jimmy and pattern after Jimmy? Or does Jonathan want to buck a little bit because he's got 25 games to earn an extension and now there's fewer shots to go around?
Well, you can buck and that probably won't lead to more playing time and more touches and more of a chance to go out there and play and score. And I do think that the ankle injury that Jonathan Kuminga suffered probably turned out to be a good thing for the Warriors' ability to keep him because his value has been depressed. Yeah. He won't play for almost 2 months by the time he gets back with the All-Star break and all the rest of it. And so when he does come back and he's got 6 weeks to come out and show it and prove it, well, now you're in a spot where this team is trying to surge. They're trying to get to the sixth seed, and Kuminga's going to have to, you know, toe the line. Not that he won't, but he's not going to be able to go out there and just showcase and ball and, you know, not worry about winning basketball. He's going to have to go out there and play with Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond and a team that's been hopefully humming by then.
For sure. I think two things help Jonathan stay. You're right. It's the ankle injury and Jimmy Butler missing a plane. Like, let's be real. Both of their values kind of went weird places, allowed the Warriors to get Jimmy Butler and hold on to Kuminga. Let's go to Jason, Central Valley. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling. What are you doing?
Driving home from work, boys. Thank you very much for taking my call. Hey, I don't think I've called your guys' show before, but thank you very much for taking it.
Well, thanks for doing it.
I think every caller, everybody that knows the Warriors have kind of already stated what's been exciting about Butler so far. The free throw shooting, his poise, his leadership on the floor. But one thing that kind of stands out to me that he's been saying is, he's not even in shape yet. This is the out of shape Jimmy Butler. Imagine what it's going to be like, you know, as the season goes on and he kind of gets his win back. He's able to play maybe 40 plus minutes. I mean, who knows if we want him to do that much, but get him in shape like that. And everybody's talking about what happens when Kuminga comes back. This is kind of opening up my mind to what happens, regardless of what happens this season, what happens in the off season. It kind of, for me, paints a picture of, what do we do about the two-guard position going into the offseason? Because I feel like all the other roles are kind of playing themselves into what we know it's going to be. We got Quentin Post at the five now, a big that can shoot. And, of course, you have Draymond, Kuminga, Moses Moody in the forward position. What do we do about the two-guard? Because I don't see Buddy Hield continuing into next season. I don't see Pods being a very sustainable two-guard. There's a lot of difficult matchups in that role. Give me your guys' opinion on this. What about if the Warriors go after Melton again, hopefully being healthy next year, another guy that can shoot the three, play defense, he won't disrupt any type of rotation.
Yeah.
He's a guy that will play team basketball.
Jason, thanks very much. I don't hate that at all. And I know that when he left, there was a lot of thought from the Warriors, and people do this because it softens the whole trade or whatnot. They're like, well, we'll get you back next year.
Right.
I don't know what the space is going to be, but you got to figure Melton's going to be available on the cheap after all of these injuries.
Yeah, but it's coming off an ACL. But for me, I think we get too bogged down in positional numerology.
Agreed.
Because honestly, Steph is your two guard. And Draymond and Jimmy Butler can play point guard. So Steph is not your typical point guard. So do you really need a two guard? You already have the best shooter in history.
And I think Pods looks a lot better of late. And Moody's flexibility, Moody quoted last week as even saying 2, 3, 4, there's really not a lot of difference.
Not 5, it's not more, 6.
It's more about who you can guard.
Yep.
I think the Warriors have some options there, but I do not hate the Melton idea at all.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.